Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 111. Although Yan Wuxi was used to seeing beautiful people, upon catching sight of Shen Qiao dressed in women's clothing, he still was struck by an indescribable feeling of amazement at this dazzling beauty. That was his first thought. His second thought was,This venerable one indeed has an excellent eye. The method of changing one's appearance is something that requires a lot of careful and meticulous attention to detail and study, unless one was like Huo Xijing, who would directly put on a human skin mask. They would definitely not be able to suddenly make themselves look entirely different and be unrecognizable from their original appearance. As such, even after Shen Qiao was dressed in female garb,His face was still roughly the same as before, without many discrepancies. The maidservant from Huan Yue Zong had marvelously skillful hands and an ingenious heart. She had made some modifications to the details of his face, resulting in the entire outline of his face appearing gentler and more feminine. With this, even those who had originally known Shen Qiao would find it difficult to recognize him now. Shen Qiao was already very beautiful.But now that he had been transformed and adorned in red, his looks naturally became even more stunning. Even though Shen Qiao was dressed in the attire of a serving girl, without a single precious stone or silver accessory on him, he was still extremely eye-catching. Yan Wuxi had also noticed this problem and said, Make his face duller and more sallow. After a moment, Shen Qiao's face and neck became dull and jaundiced in appearance.Somewhat masking his entrancing countenance. The serving girl was very meticulous. Even the color of his hands had been changed to match his face in order to prevent others from noticing any discrepancy. Bian Yan Mei and Shen Xiao are both men and had not practiced the bone-shrinking technique. Even after dressing up as women, they were still very tall, which was a little jarring to the eye. Pu Liu Ruzian was also very careful,specifically choosing two handmaids who were of a similar height. The women of the north already tended to be taller, and they weren't particularly difficult to find. Although they are still half a head shorter than Bian Yan Mei, the difference in height was less obvious after raised soles were added to their shoes. Onlookers would only think that the four serving girls entering the palace at this time were rather tall, but they would not pay any special attention to either Bian Yan Mei or Shen Qiao.Once all the preparations had been made, it was time for them to enter the palace. Shen Qiao and Bian Yan Mei brought with them the items from Sui Guo Gong's residence that were to be given to the empress and entered the palace together with the other two handmaidens. Shen Qiao was not particularly worried about his own safety. With his martial arts, as long as he doesn't run into Xue Ting, it would not be a problem for him to extricate himself from danger.Even if he were to be besieged by the palace guards. However, it would be an entirely different story if he also needed to bring along the empress and two of Sui Guo Gong's young sons. If anything were to happen, even if Pu Liu Ruzian did not blame Shen Qiao, the illustrious reputation that Shen Qiao had built up over his lifetime would be in vain, and he would be too ashamed to wander about the Jianghu in future.His heart went back and forth a thousand times. As he stepped through the palace doors, although his expression didn't reveal it, he had already begun to carefully consider which of the exit routes were the closest. Stop looking. Bian Yan Mei seemed to have read his thoughts. Without moving his lips, he secretly transmitted his voice saying, Yuan Yun has conferred 5 empresses.Although the one we are going to rescue is the Empress of the Central Palace. She is the least favored one. Thus, her palace is on the northwest side. There's still some distance to cross before we get there. Shen Xiao also transmitted his voice secretly as responded, Doesn't the Imperial Palace have 4 gates? What if we exit from the northern gate? Bian Yan Mei replied,The northern gate has never been opened. The city walls are very high. even if we can leap over them ourselves, our hands and feet would be bound if we need to bring two or three more people. The experts who serve Yu and Yun are also not herbivores and should not be underestimated. All they would need to do is have the archers open fire and then have some people besiege us. At that time, even if we grew wings, we would find it difficult to escape. Shen Qiao drew his brows together in a slight frown. Prior to setting out, they had already agreed on how to execute the escape plan. Shen Qiao and Bian Yanmei would meet the Empress, and then lure the Imperial sentries and bodyguards inside and incapacitate them. Afterward, they would leave together with the Empress and Pu Liu Ruzian's two sons. If they are able to avoid the various patrolling Imperial guardsmen and martial arts experts along the way, once they reach the palace gate, there would be people waiting outside to receive them, and they would be safe. Without any hostages in Yuan Yun's hands, Pu Liu Ruzian would then be able to proceed to launch the palace revolution. Xue Ting is currently in Qingyang Si, where Yan Wuxi would soon proceed to restrain him. Since Sang Qingxing and Yun Xiuxiu are not within the capital, He Huanzong is like a flock of dragons without a leader. It was truly a golden opportunity bestowed by the heavens. Prior to this, Pu Liu Ruzian had already colluded in secret with the garrison manning the capital. If they managed to succeed in this attempt, the rivers and mountains would have a new ruler, and the sun and moon will change the sky anew. However, while plans are always perfect, the reality is much more troublesome. Even the best laid plans can often go awry, especially since this particular matter needed to be executed in haste, and there are numerous unknown variables involved. Whether the plan will succeed, only the heavens would know. Of course, even in the unlikely event that Shen Qiao and Bian Yanmei were unable to rescue the hostages, they would have already alarmed Yu and Yun. In that case, Pu Liu Ruzian would still enact his plans to initiate an uprising in the palace, but this would be contrary to their original purpose of infiltrating the palace in order to save people. Since things have already reached this point, it would not be beneficial for them to be overly concerned with the varying possibilities of what might happen. Shen Qiao and Bian Yanmei followed along behind the other two serving maids, passing through the layers upon layers of halls in the palace. Step by step, they headed towards Qingying Dian, where Pu Liu Ruxi was located. A Nei Chen led them to the entrance of Qingying Dian. The Empress on his old face was neutral, neither warm nor cool. He smiled and said, "Dian Xia, the Empress, resides within. Before you enter, please open up the goods that you've brought for the guards to carry out their inspection." The fact was that they had already examined the items at the palace gates. They would not have been allowed to enter the palace otherwise. However, the emperor detested Pu Liu Ruxi, and those who were more perceptive in the palace followed his stance by tormenting someone who had already been oppressed. Where there are people, there will always be those who would try to claim connections of higher status and pull themselves up while trampling on others who have fallen down. There was nothing new about it. Two of the maidservants had accompanied Du Guxi when she had previously entered the palace. Upon witnessing the current situation, they put a heavy embroidered bag in the eunuch's hands. "Some tea money for the Nei Chen, as well as a small token of our sincerity. Please do not despise its meagerness." The eunuch felt the contents of the bag through the silken fabric. It was not silver money, but a jade pendant that was more valuable than silver. His smile became genuine and he did not ask the guards to investigate further. "The Empress must be anxious at having been kept waiting. You should all hurry up and enter. Come out after you finish speaking. Don't stay too long." The handmaid responded affirmatively, expressed her thanks to the eunuch, and then brought Shen Qiao and company inside the building. The Empress had heard the news of the Emperor allowing her maiden family to enter the palace to pay a visit, thus she had already brought her two younger brothers with her to wait in the main hall. In the normal course of events, the Empress is the head of the six palaces and would not need to notify the Emperor if she wished for her maiden family to enter the palace. However, since the Jin Dynasty, the moral degeneration of society resulted in the degradation of feudal etiquette, and the regulations were thrown into disarray. By the time of Yuan Yun's reign, things had begun to depart from the established norm in an attempt to adopt a more original approach. He had even conferred 5 empresses. Pu Lu Ruxi may have had the most esteemed position amongst them, but since time immemorial, there has never been such a situation. Even Liu Cong had only conferred 4 empresses. Yuan Yun's actions were truly unprecedented. Pu Lu Ruxi was born from an aristocratic and powerful family. Even if she didn't show it, it would be impossible for her not to harbor grievances about this in her heart. Upon seeing her relatives after spending the past few days in confinement, the rims of her eyes immediately turned red. The maidservant made a respectful salute to the Empress before speaking. "Zhugong and Zhumu have greatly missed the Empress and their 2 young sons. They have specially prepared some clothes and some food, and have also bid this servant and the others to enter the palace and present them to you." As she spoke, she made a gesture with her hand. The Empress immediately understood and took them to a side room in the inner hall. "There are people watching outside. If we speak here, they will not be able to hear us. So this is adequately clandestine. Ah Dia and Ah Niang must have asked you to convey a message." The maid didn't say anything and only turned sideways to give way to the person behind her. When the Empress had first seen them, their heads had been lowered and the style and color of their clothing was exactly the same, so she didn't pay them any particular attention. But upon looking at them now, she immediately realized that something was amiss. Did her family always have such tall handmaids? They seemed to be a head taller than anyone else in her palace. "You are..." Bian Yanmei didn't waste his words and simply introduced himself and Shen Qiao and shared their plans of rescue with the Empress. The Empress looked embarrassed as she said, "This is too dangerous. You may not be aware, but while Xue Ting Da Shi may have left the palace, his disciples are still in the palace to recite scriptures to the Emperor. There are also people of He Huanzong roaming within the palace. You would still have to bring us along, and I fear that you two alone may not be able to accomplish this. If you encounter any mishaps, all your preparations and efforts will only be in vain. She was not a person of the Jianghu, and has been married into the palace for many years. Even if she knew of either Huan Yuezong or Xuan Dushan, she would not know how formidable Shen Qiao's martial arts are." Bian Yanmei also didn't have the time to elaborate on this. He said, "We have been entrusted with this by Sui Guogong. If we didn't have a certain degree of confidence that we would succeed, we would not have made such a risky move." Pu Lu Ruxi still had some concerns, saying, "But these maids have always shared weal and woe with me. If we leave like this, the Emperor would definitely vent his fury on them." Bian Yanmei replied, "It is said that Your Highness has a good relationship with Zhu Huangho. As soon as we leave, your trusted maids can head towards Zhu Huangho's place to hide. The Emperor will not think of pursuing those maidservants and will focus his attention only on us." The Empress' younger brothers recognized Bian Yanmei and had already moved to stand by his side. Shen Qiao and Bian Yanmei each picked up one child. Upon witnessing the situation, the Empress no longer bothered to speak any further and hurriedly followed behind them. However, it was at this time when the Empress' most trusted handmaid hurried through the door, anxiously saying, "Bad news, Dianxia! Bixia has brought people with him and is on his way here." The Emperor's visits were so exceedingly rare, as if they only happened once in 1,000 or 10,000 years. Even the Empress was taken aback by this. For Yuan Yun to visit at this time, he would definitely have some people of He Huanzong or the martial arts experts of the Buddhist faction in his entourage. If Shen Qiao and company wanted to get everyone out now, it would not be so simple. Bian Yinmei and Shen Qiao looked at one another and had no choice but to change their course of plans for the time being. The Empress only had enough time to hurriedly instruct her two younger brothers not to say anything that would give themselves away when Yu Wenyun had already arrived with his entourage. Yu Wenyun's temperament was extremely peculiar. Perhaps it was the result of him being suppressed, kept in check for a long time by the stern and harsh former emperor, and his behavior had hurtled to extremes after he was liberated from his father's control. The Empress, Pu Liurushi, possessed a very good temperament, and she handled matters fairly and impartially. She would always lend a helping hand towards the concubines or palace handmaids who had been mistreated by Yu and Yun whenever she was able, and also maintains amicable relationships with the other members of the palace. She endured Yu and Yun's insults and castigations in silence, unfailingly maintaining her calm even in trying situations. If even a person like her can no longer stand Yu and Yun's capricious nature, it only goes to show how foul this emperor's temper. With Yu and Xian and others serving as lessons from the past, even if Pu Liurujian did not have any intent to revolt, he would eventually have been compelled to rebel, not wishing to repeat Yu and Xian's mistakes. In order to fully live a life of hedonism and pleasure, while avoiding the counsel and admonitions of the chancellors and other ministers, Yu Wenyun had abdicated the throne in favor of his son, Yu Wenchan, and yet he refused to take on the duties of Taishan Huang, instead giving him the title of Tian Yuan Huangdi. This was the first time that the great ministers of the Zhou dynasty had seen such outlandish and weird behavior. While the crowd kept their mouths shut, in their hearts, they thought his actions were utterly preposterous and intemperate. Yu Wenyun very rarely visits the Empress. When he did so in the past, it was only so that he could take out his frustrations on her. Today, however, he was in an unusually good mood, even bearing a smile on his face, his expression resembling the spring breeze. The Empress met him at the palace entrance. Yu Wenyun grabbed her hand, dragged her inside, and asked her two brothers, "Are the two little brothers-in-law adjusting well to life in the palace?" Pu Liurujian's eldest son was slow to respond and didn't speak. On the other hand, the younger son was cleverer and tugged at his elder brother while saluting. "Many thanks to your majesty's care. We are all very well." Yu Wenyun smiled and said, "What manner of good things did Sui Guogong send to you today?" While speaking, his line of sight fell upon Shen Qiao and company. The Empress replied, "It's just some food and clothing, nothing worth mentioning." Yu Wenyun said, "The Imperial Palace does not lack such things. Your father is too meddlesome, still needing to send someone to bring something into the palace from outside. Can it be that he feels that Zhen has been mistreating you while you're in the palace?" The Empress replied hastily, "Bixia speaks too seriously. It is only because my younger brothers are accompanying Qie in the palace. They have never left the home and lived elsewhere before, hence both my father and mother cannot help but coddle them. I beg Bixia not to hold them in contempt for this."
"Why are you so anxious? Zhen didn't say it would not be allowed. If it was not permitted, they wouldn't be able to enter the palace."
Yu and Yun sneered once and then spoke to Shen Qiao.
"You, raise your head."
Of course, Shen Qiao could not pretend that he hadn't heard. Yu and Yun said,
"Zhen finds that the overall outline of your face is not bad, although your complexion is a little dark and dull. If properly cared for and well conditioned, perhaps the quality of your appearance might improve significantly."
Shen Qiao would have never expected the words from the beak of the unlucky crow that was Bian Yinmei would tragically be realized. The emperor had really taken liberties by teasing him. Such thoughts could only remain within his head, and he did not speak. He feigned an expression of fear-induced panic, retreating back by one step and lowering his head once more. The Empress hastily stepped forward and smiled, speaking gently towards the Emperor. Bixia hasn't been here in a long while. Qie has been looking forward to your visits all day and night. After all this time, now that I am able to see heaven's visage, my heart is filled with joy. I wonder if Bixia can stay for a meal. A mere moment ago, Yu Wenyun's countenance had been harmonious and gentle. In the next, his face fell and exhibited anger as he said, "What manner of thing are you? Even daring to ask Zhen to accompany you to have a meal? Zhen feels disgusted and nauseated by the sight of you. Who knows if you would poison my food?" Today, Xin Qiao finally saw for himself how the emperor had earned a reputation for being mercurial and temperamental. Yan Wuxi may be capricious, but in his case, it was a completely different story. Yan Wuxi's character can be described by others with one sentence. His martial arts accomplishments are unrivaled. His arrogance is without equal. On the other hand, if others were to describe Yu Wenyun, it would go, "If not for his exalted status, it is highly likely that he would have long been hacked to death by others." The Empress was so alarmed by his words that her beautiful and refined, flower-like countenance turned pale with dread. She quickly knelt down to plead her guilt. It was at this time that Bian Yan Mei suddenly made his move. He sprang upwards, lunging at Yu Wenyun with the momentum and speed of lightning. Yu Wenyun had naturally surrounded himself with experts, several of them being monks representing the Buddhist faction's forces, and the rest were some men and women of the He Huanzong. He may have been aware of his exceptional talent at engendering hatred in others, hence he brought these martial arts experts around with him every day and at all times. If it were not for Xue Ting Chanshi being at Qingliang Si today to pray for the imperial family to be blessed with good fortune, the former would definitely not have let him leave his side for even a moment. Bian Yan Mei had assessed the situation and timed his action extremely well. Although there were numerous martial arts experts by Yu Wenyun's side, none of them were of exceptional caliber, let alone a grandmaster-level expert. Xue Ting, Sang Jingxing, Yun Xiuxiu were all not present. To subdue thieves, one must first capture their king. As long as he takes Yu Wenyun captive, with him in their hands, they would be able to publicly rescue the empress and her siblings and openly bring them out of the palace. Just a moment ago, he had reached a tacit agreement with Shen Qiao. He would be the one to take Yu Wenyun hostage, while Shen Qiao would subdue the people accompanying the emperor and keep them from interfering with Bian Yan Mei. The events unfolded more quickly than one can speak of them. Just as Bian Yan Mei exploded into action, there was a person behind Yu Wenyun, whose speed was not inferior to his. His figure flashed slightly and he immediately inserted himself in front of Yu Wenyun. When he raised his palm, the winds around him began to stir, accompanied by a surge of Zhen Qi which initially pulsed weakly and then became stronger, seemingly infinite and inexhaustible, unforeseen, and beyond anyone's anticipation. The other party had a full beard, and this thick hair and beard obscured a good part of his face. However, with this move, his hair flew upwards and Xin Qiao could now see and recognize the other person's true countenance. Xue Ting Chanshi. He had not gone to Qingliang Si at all. Instead, he had remained at Yu Wen's side this entire time. Perhaps he had also expected that on the 8th day of the 4th month, Pu Liu Ruzian would take his absence from the palace as an opportunity to make his move. Therefore, he deliberately used this ruse to lure the snake out of its hole and make Pu Liu Ruzian's efforts come to naught. At the same time, the other experts around Yu Wenyun began attacking Shen Qiao in quick succession. Although Yu Wenyun had been prepared, he was still frightened enough to retreat several steps. He called over the guards from outside the door, shouting loudly, "Kill them! Kill them! Kill them all for Zhen!" Apart from Xue Ting, there weren't any other exceptional figures by Yu Wenyun's side. Xin Xiao ordered the Empress and her brothers to retreat to the inner palace. He was the lone defender holding the pass against 10,000 assailants, and it would not be difficult for him to fend them all off. As for Bian Yan Mei, he was definitely no match for Xue Ting. If Bian Yan Mei was defeated,
Shen Xiao would have to step in and deal with Xue Ting, which would mean that the Empress and her brothers would be left defenseless. Evidently, Xue Ting Chan Shi also thought so. However, when he made his move and struck his palm outwards, his expression suddenly paled slightly as he realized he had made a huge mistake.